And now, an hour of silence.
For Robin Hood.
All right, you idiots out there, let's go ahead and invest in Robin Hood. Oh, wait, wrong podcast, sorry. Welcome back to the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. Today, we're going to talk to you about how stupid Robin Hood is because they made me lose money. Anyway, I'm Devin. This is Jordan.
Yo.
And this is Corin.
Hi, I'm not dying anymore.
And we own 20% of GameStop.
Each.
Just kidding.
Yep. We're going to the moon. Let's go.
To the moon. Diamond hands, baby.
I became peers with Elon Musk overnight.
Boom. Multi-trillionaire right here. This opens it up to
our first topic, right? Like, we should just dive into this right away.
I want to talk about cars.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Let's go ahead. So, do you guys do anything with the stock market?
I don't.
Not currently. Okay. I'm considering getting like a little bit of AMC and watching what GME is doing.
I've been playing the stock market for like almost 2 years now. Just casually, not like anything serious. Couple hundred bucks every 6 months or a year.
Yeah, after this, I'm going to turn into a day trader.
Bro, I am highly considering it. So I missed out on the GameStop because that one took off too quick and I just went under my radar. Well, I kind of missed out on the early stages of it. And I don't have enough to actually buy into GameStop right now unless I sell all the other things that I have almost. And I'm not willing to do that just yet. But I did get into AMC. I have 15 shares of AMC.
Yeah, I'm looking at AMC. That's a much lower risk investment right now.
Yeah, right now is definitely... By the way, we are not giving you financial advice.
Yeah,
disclaimer. Super heavy disclaimer.
We are not investors. We are not investor advisors.
No, we are just...
Redditors.
We are the people on Reddit that call themselves retards and monkeys and want to...
Whoa, dropping the hard R.
Hold on. Listen to me. That's what the Reddit groups are calling themselves.
He's quoting. He's using the Wall Street Bets lingo.
I'm using the terms that they're using in the Reddit group.
Oh, okay.
That is a volatile place if you go in there. Man.
It really is. That place is like Reddit? You know how like you go to Walmart at like
Wall
3
Street
in the
Bets
morning?
Specifically, not Reddit.
Yeah.
r/Wall Street
I
Bets.
Mean, yeah. I want to say Reddit in general, but yeah, definitely Wall Street.
You know how like if you go into Walmart at like 3 in the morning... And it's not even like the good Walmart on like the nice side of town, but like the shady Walmart. And like you got the guy in there who's like chewing on a hat. Yeah, like that's the kind of people.
They're buying GME right now. That dude is chewing on a hat, buying GME at the same time.
Yeah.
So basically
any Spring Hill Walmart. but anyway, that's kind of the people that are referring to themselves in Wall Street Bets right now, which, by the way, check it out. Totally worth it.
It's a fun place to be.
Like, anti-hedge fund.
Oh,
what
my
the heck?
God. Are you serious?
Jordan, you're fired.
It's only been 2 weeks, man. Come on.
Bye, Jordan. You're fired.
Yep. I was going to explain how the whole short squeeze and stuff worked.
Nope. Okay, you're allowed back in.
Oh god, I had to put that in there.
For those that don't know what just happened, because that's not going to quite make it in editing.
Oh, it will. I'm definitely putting that in.
I was going to do that, but he moved
me out of
the chat. He moved me into the other chat room.
No, he'll just record the Discord sound for when you leave the room, and then everybody will know, and we'll be like, okay, he just disconnected Jordan. And then moved him back in, and he'll play the sound again. And that's why I'm explaining it right now, so that people who don't know will know, because everybody deserves to be in on this joke.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've explained it, and now it's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore. Yeah.
Can we please? This is. We are already literally only like 10 minutes in.
Well, you know what? This is all my fault.
So let's actually talk about what the heck happened here with the whole GME Wall Street Bets versus the big guys situation. So basically last week, Wall Street Bets saw that the actual investors, like the hedge fund managers and whatnot at Wall Street, were betting against GameStop. And what they were doing is what's called a short sell, which there's a very dumbed down way of explaining this, which I like because I am dumb. So this analogy, this explanation worked great for me.
Yeah, I went on Twitter because I was so interesting because there's a bunch of memes about it. I initially found this out through memes. And I was like, what is going on? Reddit versus hedge funds? Like, I don't understand what's happening. And I went to Twitter.
Did you read the bananas and apes analogy?
No, I did not.
Oh, this one's good.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Go ahead.
So let's say that 5 bananas cost $10. One ape has 5 bananas. The snake asks to borrow.
Wait. How much do the bananas cost?
$10.
$10. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Really? You lost that early?
I'm sorry.
And one ape has 5 bananas.
Okay.
A snake asks to borrow 5 bananas for a bit and instead sells the 5 bananas thinking the price will go down soon. He thinks he can buy them later for less and give them back to the ape, so he makes profit on the difference. Group of apes notice what stupid snakes are doing and decide to buy all bananas on the market until snakes have no other choice than to buy from the group of apes in order to return what they borrowed.
Okay.
So
which then the one ape, the snakes in debt.
Yeah. So let's say the price keeps on going up and now 5 bananas costs $1,000, but the one ape wants his 5 bananas back. So the snake is going to have to buy those 5 bananas for $1,000, and he's now lost a lot of money. So that's basically what's happening.
The snake or the ape?
The snake.
The snake apes loses money. The ape. Right. The ape. Ape together strong.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because he borrowed the bananas and sold them for $10.
Women temporary, monkey forever.
Hold on. Yeah. No, we have. Hold on. Let me just double check the stat real quick. But
I think we've got a large portion of the audience now.
Yeah, our 71% of our audience is female.
Yeah. You just insulted the majority of our audience.
You just insulted most of our audience.
I'm sorry.
You are no longer allowed in our podcast. Okay, now he can come back.
Okay, men are temporary.
Yeah.
Monkeys forever.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
This podcast episode is going to be so weird, let me tell you.
This episode also is sponsored.
I want to take a second because I'm looking at the stats right now. I want to say thank you to all of our listeners out there.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We have 450 plays total right now, which to some people may not seem like a lot, but to us, that means a huge deal because we honestly did not know if we would make it this far. And yeah, we appreciate every single one of you out there listening.
Well, I mean, speak for yourself. I foresaw this as becoming a corporation. I mean,
I mean, that was the dream, but also like, I mean, we started to do other stuff before it's and becoming it didn't go anywhere. Remember that skate shop we tried to make?
Dude, we were like, what, 15? Come on.
But I made a website.
Yeah, that's all we did was make a website.
Mm-hmm. And there were games on it.
I did the most planning for that. Everyone else gave up. I was ready to do
Hold on, hold on. I still have the t-shirt from that.
I still have all the concept art for that.
Wait, do you actually?
Yeah.
We should talk.
You guys are so cool.
Anyway, sorry, off topic.
Yeah.
But hedge funds. Thoroughly thank monkeys. You guys for listening.
Bananas.
Monkeys.
Yeah.
Snakes.
Also, let's bring GameStop up and let's bring AMC up and let's make us all millionaires.
Yeah.
And buy Dogecoin.
Let's talk about Robinhood.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on though. So basically the way that it works is the Wall Street Bets people bought all the stocks, drove the price up, and they're trying to hold it.
The Reddit Wall Street, right?
Yeah, Wall Street Bets. The community.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which, by the way, has, at the time of this, had
subscribers
8 million
right
people.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had close to 8 million subs.
Yeah.
And there
8.3,
are,
just checked.
Let me tell you, there are people in there that have been posting screenshots of their stock portfolios, some of those dudes have like 10 mil invested into GameStop right now.
And they're holding.
Jeez.
And they are holding hardcore.
Like, that's crazy.
Props to them. But there are dozens of people
the that funniest
have huge amounts of cash like that.
I think the invested. funniest part to all of this is that a lot of these people are going to lose money.
Oh,
but
yeah.
they're literally doing it to take from other billionaires. Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's the main reason they're doing it.
They're just it's doing just a big it to middle get back finger. At these people.
It's just a because big middle finger to the rich people.
And you know what? That leads us into the Robinhood thing, because Robinhood had at the beginning of this, they jumped on and blocked people from buying shares of GameStop to stop this from happening. And they said, it's in the best interest of our investing people, like the people that invest on their app.
They made Robinhood to do exactly what's happening. And now that what they wanted to happen is happening, they're like, oh, wait. It's just...
Well, they didn't make it to make Wall Street big boys lose billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Right.
And suddenly when that's happening, the Wall Street big boys are looking at Robinhood like, hey, you're going to stop this, right? And yes, they basically sir. Have what to make the choice of like, are we going to take off the Reddit or Wall Street? Yep. And
they chose
Reddit. They chose to take off Reddit. And mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going for him. Because
I don't think so.
A lot of people are jumping ship on Robinhood.
There's currently a class action lawsuit against them that's starting up. Another thing that's going on, other investment apps, stock market apps like SoFi and Webull and stuff like that are offering the option to transfer your stocks to their app, and they're giving you bonus money for doing it.
Wow.
That's smart.
If you switch from another investment app. They're not specifically saying Robinhood, but they're all targeting Robinhood right now.
Yeah. The subtext is leave Robinhood. They suck. Come to us.
If for any of our young viewers out there, if there's one thing you learn, never, ever piss off a memer. Ever.
No.
You never want to do that. It never is going to end up good for you pissing
because
off.
Because it's not about the money. It's about sending a message.
Yep. Please sign our petition for the revolt. And like we said before, we're not on any side. We're not giving any advice. We're not telling you to do anything. We're just giving you the facts.
Yeah.
And because this is
only
like
invest money.
Massive news right now.
Only invest money, especially in GameStop, if you are okay with potentially losing it all. But I will say, if you have the money and you think that I'm okay with losing this, and I like the idea of potentially making a lot of money, now is the time to buy GME because the price has dipped down because of Robinhood limiting how much people can buy. It creates like basically a short in the market.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual value of the stock hasn't dipped. It's just that the people are having to drive their prices lower to get to find people to sell because there's less options to sell with Robinhood limiting it. But as long as people don't panic and hold on to their stocks, the price will go up again.
That's the crazy part.
Right.
How high it goes, no one knows. We'll have to wait and see.
You have all these, like you said, you have all to these the neck beards with like millions of dollars worth of...
Well.
Of these stocks,
a lot
just
of these guys,
there.
A lot of these guys were the people who were early investors in crypto, also. And you saw how like one tweet from Elon shot crypto up insanely, mm-hmm. like it was like a 600% increase on Bitcoin when he had tweeted it. And I mean, people made a ton more money on that. He's one of the guys backing this. Wall Street bets.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, speaking of Elon, he basically was like, yeah, Robinhood, you messed up.
Dude,
this was a bad move.
Today, this morning, Mark Cuban was in the group.
Yeah, he did giving AMA.
Investing advice.
Yeah, he
was like,
AMA
no,
on
I love
Wall
this.
Street
He's
bets.
Like, hold. He's like, hold, everything hold.
Hold! It's like bringing the dramatic music.
Basically.
Hold the line! Anyway, but yeah, so it's personally crazy. I have like 15 stocks in AMC. That's all I could muster up At the time, I don't have anything in GameStop because they won't let me buy fractional shares, or else I would.
The price is down still. It's
no, it is, and I really now. wish I had the funds to jump on that right now, but I just don't at the moment.
AMC is definitely lower risk, like I said, it's so much cheaper. There's not
exactly
as much margin for loss.
Yeah, I wish I had disposable income or else I would do it. I've always been interested in stocks, but I just never had the cash to.
Yeah, well, you know, I started off because somebody invited me to use Robinhood at the time. Well, I know you now, but at the time it was fine. So I did that and I put like $25 in, and they also gave you a free stock. And so I just played with like the $25 and the free stock that I was given. And I ended up being able to make a little bit of money off of it, enough to keep investing and redoing that and kind of just playing around with it until I made something. And then over time, I was like, oh, I have $20 I can spend right now on it. So I'd put that in there, because the way I was looking at it, which I think is a good thing, because obviously you don't want to use income that you're relying on for it if you're just starting out. But if you have a little bit that might go into savings, you can take that and try to put that into the stocks. That way it's a low risk investment. Plus, if you're being smart with your investments and you play like the penny stocks, stuff like that, it's not a huge impact if you lose it. Like if you were to lose $5, it's like not that big of a deal compared to if you were to lose $1,000, you know?
Mm-hmm. And again,
so that's how I started out.
Until we are it not built up. Investors.
No, we're not investors. I'm very casual with it. I mean, I'm buying meme stock. You know what I'm mad about? You know what I'm really mad about?
What?
I had almost 100,000 shares of Dogecoin.
Wow.
And that was in 2019.
Uh-huh.
And
did you not sell?
Went up. I did sell. Well, I sold before this happened.
Oh, no.
Because I doubled my money on it, because it went up from like 0.002 to 0.004 one day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm getting out of this while I still can make some money. And so I would have had probably about $1,000. If I had left it, because it went up to 6 cents a share instead of like 0.002 per share.
Jeez.
And I was like, this is
there's
so
talk,
dumb.
There's talk that there's talk that they're trying to get Dogecoin to $1.
Yeah.
That'd be people are just
people are just investing mass amounts of money in Dogecoin just for the meme of it.
Yeah, I've seen that. This one guy wrapped his Miata in Dogecoin. Which was kind of cool. I think we should move on to the next topic, as much fun as this has been.
Yeah.
Just
I want to talk about something. I want to talk about something. Something that last episode we kind of teased at was Epic Games. I was talking about how Forkknife is dying very drastically. Even kids have stopped playing that game. And Epic is not really known for big titles right now. And my question is, it's like, what is Epic's next move? Because they made so much money on Fortnite.
Yeah.
And they made a name for themselves. But now that Fortnite is dying and they're trying so hard to keep it alive, but it's just not working. I want to know what their next move is. Like, I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah, it's a good question,
right?
Because they tried. I mean, they've got the Epic Games Store, but I think the majority of people, myself included, pretty much only go on there for the free games that they give people.
Yeah. Which is good marketing.
It's good marketing, but I'd still rather go to Steam at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Steam usually has better deals. It's a better storefront. Mm-hmm. They've got a better return policy. Like, pretty much everything about Steam is still just better. That's where all my big library of games are. That's where I have all my friends lists.
Yeah, that's where you go to buy your games from Origin so that you don't have to play them on Origin.
Exactly.
Exactly.
If I, like, buy a key from like some kind of third-party key seller, it's pretty much only going to be good on Steam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, they've got the Unreal Engine at the end of the day. They had that before Fortnite. They'll have it after Fortnite. The Unreal Engine is used in so much stuff. They still have that.
Yeah, they still have it, but it's like, I want to know what they're going to do. They have the Unreal Engine. They're always going to have that, right? But like, what's their next game? What's their next move as far as like, are they going to create like some kind of streaming thing? Like the kind of like what Steam tried to do?
I feel like what they would be smart to do is start with more integration into streaming apps. Instead of tackling one themselves, just partner up with another company that does it. And that would probably be their best move.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we saw how Steam kind of tried that and it didn't work out too great and it never really took off. But if you were to be like, hey, we're integrating, say, like Oracle into our, you know, app store where you can launch Oracle from our app store and everything's seamless and blah, blah, blah. That would be something pretty revolutionary that most other game clients don't offer.
Yeah, so. I'm really curious. I'm really curious to see if Steam is going to try anything new with their streaming. Because honestly, like, it's a good idea if you think about it. You go and you look for a game and you're like, oh, this game looks cool. You watch the trailer. You look at a couple pictures. You read some reviews. And then, oh, look, someone's streaming this game. Let me just click on this and watch them for a couple minutes to see if the game looks fun. It's a really good idea. But I just don't know really where they went wrong. And I mean, I think honestly,
I don't think they went wrong anywhere. It's just the game style, like just, you know, battle arena games are not quite as popular as they were 6-8 months ago, a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think Steam did the whole streaming thing right when, you know, Twitch and like these bigger names were blowing up as well. So it's like, they did it at a time when it was kind of like no one was paying attention to it.
Right.
Which is sad, but who knows? But yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, what Epic's going to do next? I'm curious to see if they have a game in development that they're working on, or, you know, maybe as far as like a move, as far as like partnering up with someone like YouTube or something like that. I don't know. Maybe Facebook.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Devin, you got a car topic for us?
I do, but I also have a Google topic.
Oh, all right.
Which doesn't 100% apply to us, so I'm not going to like dwell on it too much. But Australia may soon have to go without the access to Google.
What?
Yeah. So there's a link in the doc, but basically the like cliff notes of it is that Australia is their government is trying to implement a move that basically gives more rights to journalists to where any news media site has to pay the journalist for their story, which, you know, I'm all for that sort of thing. Like, you know, pay people what they're worth and for what they're doing. But they are also saying that anything that pops up on a search result also would have to be paid for by the search company, which would, you know, for Google or Facebook, Twitter, anything like that, that links an article, they would then, the company, be responsible for paying that journalist to show that as a search result.
What?
Huh.
Yeah. That would be, you know, insane. And rightfully so, Google saying, hey, we can't afford to do that. Because, I mean, if you search, you know, cars on Google, how many results do you get? You get 5,380,000 results. And that's just like the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And how many of those are news articles? Every single news article that pops up in there, they would have to be paying for.
Hmm.
So it would either severely limit search results or it would bankrupt a major company like Google or Facebook if they were trying to, you know, abide by that.
Google's like, hey, you can use our beta still.
Yeah, right?
Beta Google.
Because anything that would show like a link or a preview of the article would have to be paid for. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. That's kind of a big thing in Australia. So we'll see how that unfolds.
Poor Australia if they lose Google.
What's interesting about it, if you read that article, is they're not directly against the paying for the journalism, because a few hours before this, they agreed to pay news publications in France under an agreement that is likely to lead to more deals across Europe. So it seems to be coming down to the power side of it. Who gets to decide the payments? What prompts the charge, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. I think the main thing is that they're targeting like even links and previews. So like if we were to share an article on Instagram, Instagram would then have to pay for that news article to be linked in their app. Could you imagine how that would be, you know?
That's ridiculous.
Bankrupting a company if you have 5 million users and something's going viral and it's shared 5 million times and you're paying $100 per time it shares, or $50 or even $5 times 5 million people. That's a big chunk, man.
Yeah.
That takes viral marketing to a whole new level.
For real. So that's that.
I found this video.
Car news if you want to hear it, though.
I found this video of this baby laughing. Now millions and millions of people, or no, now Google has to pay this baby millions and millions of dollars.
The richest baby in the world.
All right, car news.
Okay, yeah, give us some car news stuff.
All right, so Elon Musk has been called out.
Really? Right.
Yeah, Musk is in
this
here
is kind
again.
Of the branch. This is the branch going between the tech and stocks and into the car scene. This one bridges it perfectly, all right? Because what do we have? We have Cybertruck being the Ooh. Subject of this.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
And he's being challenged. Right? He's being challenged to run the Baja 1000 in the Cybertruck to prove that it's a worthy truck competitor.
Oh
yeah. So I mean, that's kind of cool. It was on Twitter that he was called out. Some group on Twitter.
Of course
I gotta find it, but let me see.
I mean, if you're confident,
the company
in it, why
is
not, right?
Called comma AI.
Huh.
Their tweet said, "We hear you are extremely confident that you'll have level 5 next year." Where level 5, for those who don't know, was basically the self-driving mode where you no longer need to pay attention at all.
Wow.
And so they're saying, do you want to wager 10 grand on that? We think you'll win, but not that fast. So they're trying to figure out if the AI can complete the race, basically.
Huh.
Interesting. All I can think about is that that lap video where the AI car slams into the wall immediately.
Like 2 seconds after the race starts.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the other people that called him out was it looks like a company called Scuderia Cameron Glickenhaus.
Pardon You're me probably if I butchering mispronounced that.
Yeah.
Yep. But they said, at Elon Musk, you have said that hydrogen tech is mind-boggling stupid. You've also mentioned that the Baja 1000 would be a great test for your Cybertruck. We say bring it. We'll build a hydrogen-powered boot, and you can race a Cybertruck in the 2023 Baja 1000. So they're trying to challenge them with their own tech, being the hydrogen tech.
It's crazy to me that hydrogen
that would be
tech
awesome
is still like a controversial thing. I literally did like an essay on hydrogen fuel cell technology and like
isn't somebody smart
like middle school, because we had to do it for science class, and then you picked a topic, and that was how many years ago? That was probably in like 2007 2008, something like that, and here we are 12 or 13 years later.
Yep.
That's insane, dude.
But anyway, I'd be interested to see if he I don't think he's responded to it at this point, and this was a couple weeks ago. But it would be pretty cool to see whether or not this happens.
See, and I think the fact that he didn't immediately respond with like a meme or something, yeah. I think it makes me think that he's going to do it.
Oh, but really? Mm-hmm. I thought the opposite.
Really?
I have a feeling he would, because he's like kind of the guy that would.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to call somebody out, he's the kind of guy that would be like, yeah, let's do it.
And he's also the kind of guy that would take one of these, like, you know, challenges and just, like, meme it away, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Make a meme out of it and then let the Redditors do the rest and then kind of force these guys back into a hole kind of deal. But the fact that he hasn't done that yet makes me think that maybe he's, like...
Maybe he's trying to figure out if it's possible for him to do.
Yeah.
Because that'd be pretty cool.
It would be really cool to see. I wonder what kind of... would he be able to do modifications to the Cybertruck, or would he just have to do it for the stock Cybertruck,
or
whatever the biggest package
is? I mean, I'm sure there would have to be some modifications, because like a standard truck is not what they race in that.
Yeah.
Those are all heavily modified.
You couldn't race a standard truck in the Baja 1000.
Right. But I'm interested to see if that actually goes anywhere, as that's I'm sure cool. you guys are too. But that'd be cool to know.
All right. Just a quick tidbit, that almost all of the trophy trucks and Baja trucks that race in those races are all rear wheel drive twin turbo V6s.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. They're really cool.
They're the most fuel efficient.
Yep, because they're the fastest. They're not going for just, you know, raw power, because I mean, you have limited traction on the dirt, plus you have to be light enough to climb,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be fuel efficient enough to not have to stop every 15, 20 minutes for fuel.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so what do we want next?
All right, let's go back to Google.
Anybody else have topics, or do we want... Oh, back to Google.
Yeah.
All right, sure. Because
guess what? Our favorite game streaming service, it's not looking good for Stadia. They're shutting down
Stadia.
Game development studios.
Hey, how long has it been? How long was it?
Didn't a couple years. But
we wager on this?
Okay, they're not shutting down. Stadia still exists for now. What's shutting down is their in-house game development studios.
Right.
So there is going to be any first-party games on Stadia. It's only going to be third-party games that you can get and probably already do have elsewhere.
That's pretty sad.
It's pretty sad. There's literally no reason to have Stadia anymore at all.
Yeah.
Because what sells consoles? Console exclusives, right?
Yep,
right.
Look at PlayStation. They're winning the console battle because they have better exclusives. Stadia has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point.
Look at freaking Apple with their arcade.
Mm-hmm.
They're making games and they're doing quite well, honestly, with their mobile games and their mobile development. The fact that Stadia couldn't do this is really, it's honestly embarrassing.
And if you want streaming, you buy an Xbox or you get like Project X Cloud.
Yep.
Yep.
Because it's a better price and you don't have to buy your games twice.
That rhymed.
Yeah, that's true.
It did rhyme.
It's a better price and you don't have to buy them twice.
Yeah, so kind of the death knell for Stadia. And this surprised absolutely nobody when you look at their history of failed projects. This one, I feel like a lot of people were fully expecting it to get Google Glass.
I don't know if it has to be next episode or just in an episode in the future. We have to go over all of like Apple and Google's failed projects.
There's a full website dedicated to all of Google's failed projects and scrapped projects.
I want to see that. That would be interesting. That would be interesting to go over on the podcast.
I can't remember the name of it.
Put that in the notes. We'll do that for a future episode.
Yeah.
So, Corin, do you have something? Because if not, I want to talk about other car stuff.
The name of the website is literally killedbygoogle.com. And you can just scroll through all the projects. Guess how many there are at this time?
Thousands.
No, not quite.
Oh, hundreds?
Yep. 224.
Jeez. That's not as much as I thought, honestly. Do I have a topic?
If not, I could talk about more car stuff. How Ford fails.
Yeah. As a little update to the viewers, we've been posting episodes, but they are, you know, episodes that we recorded quite a few weeks ago. I got the Rona, and ooh. I have been out, down and out.
I did not specify who it was on the Instagram posts.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was me. I got
surprise.
It. And guess what, guys? I wear my mask everywhere I go, all day while I work. I am very safe. I don't go out anywhere. I go to the grocery store to get my groceries. I come home and I stay home. And I got it. So I'm not, this is not like a trying to cause panic, but be careful because even when you're doing your most, you can still get it. And from experience, it's not fun. It's like the flu times 100. So be careful out there. Yeah. Be safe.
And you didn't even get that bad of a case of it.
Yeah. And I didn't get the worst of it. There's people that got much worse than me that are in the hospital. So just be careful out there.
Yeah. Wear your mask still. And do your research on how to stay safe and educate yourselves on the different vaccines and stuff as well. So you're not going into it blind.
Yep.
All right, go ahead, Devin.
I got a question for you guys. Which would you rather hear about first?
Okay.
I have Ford updates, Cadillac updates, but I also have together the worst recalled cars of 2020 by manufacturer. Okay. I didn't go into specifics, but...
Do you have any recalls for the end of the episode?
Do I have any recalls for the end of the episode? Let me double check. I didn't see any when I was looking for it earlier, but I will double check now.
The only reason I say is because I think we should wrap it up here in like one more topic.
I got one recall to do today.
Okay. Well, let's hear about Ford and then go into the recalls and then we can wrap it.
Okay, cool. So Ford Mach-E, the Mustang, Mach-E. The electric Mustang.
Oh, God.
The bane of every Ford lover's existence is this electric Mustang. More like an SUV. But...
Oh, God, it's so ugly.
Yeah. So we've talked about this briefly before, but right now we have some performance stats, which it's not the worst in performance, but it's also not great. It does compare to the gas-powered Mustang, but...
God, this thing is terribly
ugly. It's the 2.3-liter Mustang, not the V8 Mustang. Okay. It's like the turbo 2-liter
Turbo
Mustang.
4?
Yeah. So it compares to that because it reached 60 in 5.1 second, which is slower than the Mustang 2.3-liter high-performance package, which is the turbocharged four-cylinder Mustang. So that's kind of sad because you would think that the electric car would... And for being the lowest of the low Mustangs of the, you know, four-cylinder... You would think that it would, you know, keep up with maybe the V6 or something, being as it's electric. But it's somehow slower than the lowest Mustang model you can get, which is just sad. So, not the best. There are a couple other stats on there, but most people are just kind of complaining about it. It has the skid pad stats, which was 0.85 Gs of lateral grip, which is lower than like the Tesla Model Y and other SUVs that have slightly more grip. So it's basically just they're announcing that it's nothing spectacular. In you know, in all honesty, it just doesn't seem like that great of a thing unless you really, really want a Mustang SUV. Why? I don't know. You would want that? If that's what you want, it's not much worse than getting a four-cylinder Mustang.
But it also is pretty bad. It also definitely is because you have horrible taste if you want this.
Yeah, I can't. And the extended range battery does not give you all that much of a benefit from what it sounds like.
I was looking at comments of this car, and this one comment said, why didn't they just call it the Horse E?
That would have been funny, and that would have probably done better marketing-wise, because everybody just hates on this thing. But it takes 13 seconds for the four-cylinder to reach 100 miles per hour, but it takes 13.5 seconds for the electric one too. So just all around, this thing is slower, it's heavier, it's all-wheel drive, which is cool, but also it gets beat by a rear-wheel drive anyway. So I'm done talking about this thing. Yeah. It kind of hurts to talk about, and I really don't like it.
I'm not against electric cars. I think electric cars are cool. Any kind of like alternate energy source car, I'm behind the idea of it. But like, this thing just doesn't have the performance to back it up, and it looks terrible to boot.
Yeah, it's not even a good-looking car. Like, I don't like the look of it. If somebody wants like a really fat Mustang, go buy like a 2013 Mustang. Those were the fat Mustangs.
This thing screams my mom's car.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the SUV Porsche. And I also hate that thing. What's that thing called? The SUV Porsche?
What is it? The Cayman?
The Cayman. Yeah. It looks like what they did with the regular Porsche, which is just like they took the box in the corner and they just moved it up, but not quite enough in one direction. It just looks stretched out.
It looks like the, like...
Now this, a whole family could go on crowd killing in silence.
Oh my God.
To hear the screams ever so slightly better. It looks like the Mustang that, like, got into the cookie jar and just kept eating. And, like, nobody could stop it.
Mm-hmm. Like, so much so that it grew an extra set of doors.
Yeah, it just looks like the fattest Mustang I could think of.
Why? Here's the problem. Why did they call it a Mustang?
Again, that's another question because it should have been its own line of car.
They could have called it
Party Foul.
They could have called it something else, and it would have been way better. We wouldn't have even been talking about it and been like, this thing sucks, and comparing it to Mustangs. We would have been comparing it to other electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Or they could have made a actual electric Mustang and made it look like a regular Mustang instead of making it look like a fat, ugly Mustang.
And they could have also had this and called it something
else. But then how would you have known that it was an electric Mustang?
They could have called it the Mustang Mach-E, but made it look like a Mustang. Mm-hmm. Not like a fat, overweight Mustang. With like it doesn't like look pretty. It's just not a pretty car. Back,
so you know that it's electric.
Yeah. And instead of the horse, do like, it's electric. I don't know, like, you know what? They can keep the horse logo, just put it on a carousel. That's the logo. It's a horse on a carousel because those are electric. There you go. Happy, happy. Anyway, let's move on to the recalls and we'll wrap up for the day.
Yeah.
So I got one recall to talk to you guys about, which is Nissan. This is the Nissan brake light recall on 267,000 Pathfinders, where the brake lights may fail and not illuminate when they're supposed to, which leads to an increased risk of rear-end accidents. And it will be, you know, your fault because your brake lights are out. And also, you can get a ticket for having your brake lights out and you should avoid that because it sucks.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it.
Well, that's good.
I mean, just go get it checked.
Has anyone ever actually gotten your dealer a ticket for that, though?
Most cops are not being jerks. I've been pulled over for it as well. But usually when that happens, I don't know that I have a brake light out or I'm on my way to get the bulb to replace the brake light.
Most cops are cool and they won't even pull you over. They'll just get up next to you and be like, hey, your taillight's out. Get that right. fixed.
Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't ever gotten ticketed for a brake light being out. But I'm sure there's somebody out there who got a cop that was having a bad day and, you know. That sort of deal. Yeah,
I've never gotten ticketed, period, somehow. And there were times that I definitely should have.
Wow. Yeah, you shouldn't have said that.
I have.
I've said it many times and nothing bad's happened yet.
As Corn finishes dying. There's the Rona.
In case there was any question.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We've talked about this before. I promised it. Corin made me hold true to it. But here is the worst recall of 2020. The way I did this was based off of the most vehicles recalled for each company, because there wasn't like a specific vehicle that like, oh, this car had a bunch of recalls. It was like, oh, this manufacturer had a bunch of recalls.
We'll have to do more research for that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would take a lot more time. This is for 2020, but the automaker with the most recalls was Toyota at 3.9 million vehicles recalled in 2020.
That makes total sense. That makes sense. Though.
But they also put out probably the most vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they probably still have a low percentage, but
they're literally the biggest manufacturer in the world, aren't they?
Would anybody? I think so. I believe so. But would anybody like to take a guess at who takes the number two spot?
I know what it is.
Who is it?
Ford.
Oh, wow. We have a winner.
I was thinking Ford, but then there was a part of me that was like, is it like some other Asian company? I don't know.
Honda?
Yeah. So I wouldn't think Honda.
Ford was second with a whopping 2.9 million recalls.
Wow.
Which makes it the worst
80% of their cars that they made.
Which makes it the worst of the American manufactured vehicles. It's the number one American manufactured vehicle recalls. Volvo was close behind with 2.8 million.
Really? That one surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, that does surprise me.
Behind those in descending order were Fiat, Honda, and Kia. Fiat had 1.7 million, Honda had 1.4 million, and Kia had 244,000.
Wow, that dropped off a lot.
Right?
Wow, Kia did pretty dang good. I would think was higher. Like, Kia was one of the ones I thought might be higher than, or like on par with Ford.
Listen, the last one on this list that we were given will very much so surprise you. But after Kia, we have Hyundai with 207,000, Nissan with just under 50,000,
wow,
Mazda with 24,000, and the most surprising, for me at least, because I have not seen one of these yet that did not have a check engine light on, is Volkswagen with 16,000.
That does surprise me. I feel like the numbers were skewed on that.
I feel like this was written by Volkswagen and published by Volkswagen. And they were like, look how good we did. But they also probably didn't take into account half of their recall.
Yeah.
But I literally, everybody I know who owns a Volkswagen, even the ones that maintain it like very hardcore, have check engine lights on. I don't think I've ever seen one that didn't have one.
Yeah, Volkswagens and BMWs come stock with check engine lights.
Yeah. I mean, if the check engine light's off, you really have a problem. Basically, it's saying like, hey, we're still here. We still have an engine. And then when it goes away, it's like, it's on the ground 20 feet behind you. Like, go get it.
I think that's so funny with like project cars. It's like, oh, dude, your check engine light went off. What?
Oh, no.
Don't say
oh,
that.
No.
Oh, no.
I got to say, that's one of the things with my Miata. Right now, it's not tuned, which hopefully I'm getting fixed tomorrow. So it'll be roadworthy again very shortly. But when I first started it, I was like, wait, there's no check engine lights. That's cool, because there weren't any to begin with.
Yeah.
And then after driving it for a little bit, like, we had a check engine light, and I was like, oh, okay. And it was just because, like, it was a high flow cat and it didn't like it.
Yeah.
But that was, it ran fine. And I was like, okay, cool, we're good. And then also deleted a couple of sensors and stuff like that. But then I'm driving it and the check engine light goes off. Everything starts running like crap. And I'm like, oh no, we're in trouble now. And it hasn't run since.
Jeez.
So, well, check engine lights might be good, guys. They might be good.
Yeah, even if they're on.
Yep. So I think that covers it for today. We're coming up on an hour here. I don't know who wants to close us out, or if you want me to do that also.
Well, you seem primed. Oh well, never mind.
I mean, I'm always primed.
I'm about to unprime you.
Oh.
Aww.
I don't know if we can do that on air.
I think you should.
Maybe not on air. Let's wait until after.
You know how many more views we could get?
Head on over to our OnlyFans.
That's on our OnlyFans.
The Glitches and Gearheads After Dark.
Yeah.
To watch Corin unprimed.
I don't know what that means. I apologize to our listeners.
All it is him just going to your Amazon account and canceling your Prime subscription.
Oh, yeah. And everyone, say hi to Devin's boss.
No.
All right. Well, today was just a filler episode, I would say. We didn't have much craziness.
No, I'd say today was pretty good. I came into this pretty pumped.
No, you did.
For a first episode back in like 2 weeks, pretty good.
Yeah, I guess. Moral of this episode is delete Robinhood and hold on to your stocks. Hold them.
GME and AMC to the moon, baby.
Second thing, wear your mask. Continue doing, you know, what you need to do to.
And listen, follow us on Instagram. Please follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
I need people to talk to. Nobody loves me.
Yeah. It's
true.
Mainly because you don't post on Instagram.
Ooh. Okay,
but
listen,
that's
going to
change. That's going to change because one day. I'm whipping these guys into shape. But thank you for listening.
Ooh, now you're
thank you
us?
To our 71% of female listeners. And thank you to our 450 listeners for making this possible.
And I don't know what to our OnlyFans to watch Corin whip us into shape.
Yeah.
And and unprime me.
Yeah.
Live.
Okay. All right.
We're doing live.